afternoon and welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio on this absolutely gorgeous South Florida day. So good afternoon, South Florida and the world. Oh, we know you're all listening and you're here for another episode of Nothing But Good News Radio. So for those of you listening for the first time, a little bit about me. I'm a talk show host, TV personality, coach, author, speaker, magazine publisher, and the founder of Nothing But Good News Media. I am also the originator of the Vision Program, specializing in developing sustainable long-term visions to transform companies and individuals from the inside out, yielding extraordinary results. I personally have a strong desire to affect change, especially in the lives of women, as I myself rose from a life of meager existence as a single parent to a life of bounty and joy. Now, in this age of sound bites, providing good news in the media is the primary intention and the purpose for Nothing But Good News New World Media. The principles that you hear are based on you, yes, you, the listening audience, living your remarkable life, which is the basis for the magazine, radio, webinars, blogs, online presence, and in all of the work that gets delivered. I personally, Candy G, am dedicated to bringing high-quality information to you, the public, through all of the programming and to satisfy the increasing demand for integrity, honesty, and impassioned living. Big news, last year I was a cast member of the movie The Journey, released in December, starring Brian Tracy, Bob Proctor, Ridgely Goldsboro, Dr. Joe Rubino, Don and Melinda Boyer, plus many exciting cast members. And I will tell you that we've got some great, great things happening this year. You are going to hear some absolutely amazing announcements. But before we get to today's guest, and we're going to have a lot of fun, and I promise you, it's going to spark. There's going to be a spark in you. I promise you, get ready. But what I want to do is I want to share you today's G-note. Now, a G-note is something that we call a daily gift to guide you to greatness that we drop in your email box every single day. It's just a little note, a little something to think about. And today's G-note simply says that you can release your past, you can reinvent yourself, and you can recreate your own reality. Yes, you can. You can recreate whatever reality you want. And we want to talk about art, creativity, the love of art, unleashing and defining your inner artist. Today on Nothing But Good News, I welcome a very special guest. And you know, I just want you to think for a minute. Remember back in kindergarten when you painted almost every day, sometimes with brushes, oftentimes with your fingers, maybe with food. In grade school, you went to art class. You made clay pots and plaster faces. But what do you do today to keep your art in your life? And where is your creative outlet? You know, I think that creative outlet is so important. We're going to talk about that a lot today. And today's guest, I promise you, will inspire you to reach deep into yourself and unleash that creative being that lives within. Oh, we all have an inner artist. She will educate you on the healing benefits of art and that art is made up of much more than paint on a canvas. Yes, I'm going to welcome Sharon Lee Dillenbeck. She is an artist with a deep passion for what she does. She's an award-winning painter. She is a teacher, an art business owner, and she remains dedicated to promoting the benefits of art in all levels of life. And through her 24-year ownership of the D&M Art Studio in Canton, Michigan, she's worked with numerous students of all ages while also spearheading community-wide art recreation, art curriculum in local schools, colleges, and internet classes. I will tell you, it is her passion. And when you hear what she has to say about art, you're going to be going out today looking for that paintbrush, that pot of clay, whatever it's going to take. I want to welcome Sharon Dillenbeck to the radio show.
Well, good afternoon, Candy, and I am very, very happy to be here. Today, before we get started, what I'd really like to say is I'm a painter. I paint because I need to paint, and that need comes from inside me, and art is a personal statement and must be respected. And even when I teach with that inner artist in mind.
You know, it's interesting. In thinking about doing this show, Sharon, I thought a lot about art, and I thought about how touched I was by art at a young age, and that how personally I'm just not in that place anymore where it really seems like it's in my immediate space to be able to do something artistic. What has happened to art and the desire for folks to want to go out and do something artistic and creative?
First of all, I feel, number one, that anyone can enjoy art. If you want to make it, it's the art of making, not necessarily the finished product that's so important. It's the art of making it. And it's only 10% talent. It is definitely 90% practice and that little bit of passion to get you going. But if, number one, if you're all tied up, you have no free space, no free time, you're sitting 24/7 in front of a computer, you've got to make time to create art.
You know, it was an interesting thing that you said. You said, I paint or I do the artistic things that I do because I have to do it. And what's interesting, I think of myself as a speaker, and I speak because I have to speak. I have a message inside of me. It's yearning, burning desire to get out, like that I have to do it. And so I create the space to be able to do that. And one of the things, and also as a writer, but you know, one of the things that just struck me when you said you just got to create the time, create the space to be able to do that. And I think that there are a lot of folks out there in many different forms of art, and writing being a form of art, just being able to say, I'm going to take 10 minutes a day or 20 minutes a day, and I'm going to write those things that I need to write. Is that the same kind of thing that you're talking about? Just saying, here's my space, I'm going to set this up, and I'm going to take X amount of time to do this.
Well, one thing you really can do is, a lot of people think you need a formal studio. That's definitely not true. What you can do is, if you have a pencil, paper, if you have markers, crayons, watercolors, oil paints, you set them up in a small area. And that's your studio space. Your studio space can be in a car. Your studio space can be on your kitchen counter, on your dining room table, in a spare bedroom. It can be anywhere. You have to walk around with a studio space. And you have to, as you're creating maybe one piece or two pieces, you've got to let them sit up so you look at them and walk past them and say, oh, Dan, I did that. I can go back and do it some more. I can change it this way. I can add to this. Getting involved with other arts groups, just joining an art club. It could be a performance art group. It could be a visual art group. But just getting involved will help a lot to spur you on to doing something more. One of the things that is real important for me is, yes, I'm a great painter, but that's not really my gift. My gift is that I can teach it. I can inspire it. In my school systems, they work with special glicks, and they think that you should be reaching certain bar levels in classrooms. But when I teach, there are no boundaries. I teach knowing that anyone can do anything. And some of my most successful classes are classes that I put young children with teenagers, and the young children are working towards exploring or raising the bar on themselves and doing a better job to paint like an older child. And an older child is will reduce themselves down to being creative and having fun and painting. And one of the major statements we always make in my studio is art is fun at D&M Studios. Please join us. If it's not fun, don't do it.
I like fun. Hey, you listen to this? Do you hear that music? That means we're going to go to a commercial break. But, you know, pay attention to the show, because I have to tell you something. Art is more than just putting picture on a canvas. There's a way to tap into creativity that will make a difference in every aspect of your life. And you know what? We're going to talk about that when we come right back. This is Nothing But Good News Radio, here with my special guest, Sharon Lee Dillon Beck. Stick around. We got a lot of good stuff coming. We'll be right back.
Amerijet, your best choice for shipping personal and commercial goods to the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. With daily all-cargo service to more destinations than any other carrier, Amerijet provides the services you need. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. All-cargo services to Trinidad, Barbados, Haiti, Dominican Republic, Mexico, Guyana, and Jamaica. 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I have ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G book should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
Hey, welcome back. This is Nothing But Good News Radio. Oh, we're having so much fun on this gorgeous, I know I keep saying it, but it is the most gorgeous, sunny, amazing, delicious afternoon here in South Florida. And I'm here with Sharon Lee Dillenbeck, who is an amazing artist. And we're talking about art and art in life and how important it is. And, you know, and I have a couple of questions for you on this particular subject. Before we went to the commercial break, I made mention about the fact that when you are creative, how does that extend into other areas of your life? So when you can learn to tap into that creative aspect of who you are, how does that make a difference when you're an accountant or a lawyer or somebody outside of the art field?
Well, one of the craziest things or one of my knacks is when I have students come in and adults, the funniest thing is, as soon as I have one of my adults sit down and they start to draw, I can instantly tell if they are engineers. And it really, they'll look at me like, how would you know that? Well, it's because engineers are so precise. And why do they come to me? They come to me so they can loosen up and feel good about what they're doing. And I can tell you, this goes all the way down through. When I have a young child, for instance, and many parents send me their children because their small motor skills are behind, I'll work with them on their small motor skills and their creative ability and allowing them, yes, we teach them technique, but I do not tell someone that they have to paint a sky blue. Once they know how to draw a sky or draw an animal, I don't care if they paint it blue with pink polka dots or green with orange stripes. It's just being able to get in there and create. When you have someone who is trying to think through stuff, we just do some exercises like pass the picture, where each person will draw something. We'll tell a story, and they quickly draw one picture, and then we'll say, stop, pass the picture. So when we maybe have 10 students sitting around the desk, then all of a sudden you have 10 different ideas of what that picture should be like. And that's a real creative way of just kind of breaking into this to what we're doing.
But isn't that kind of like, when you think about it, isn't that kind of like life in a way? And it doesn't matter, you know, what the issue is. And if you come up with an issue and say, you know, here's what we're going to discuss today, and here's what we want to talk about, what we want to do, and you may get 10 different ideas on how to approach it. And so to me, I really equate that piece to life in a big way.
I do too. We do a course called Follow the Leader, where I will have anywhere from 8 to 10 adults, and we'll all play Follow the Leader and draw the same picture, and we'll do it 10 different ways. And it's really unique to see how that works out.
I know, you know, we've talked earlier about this, and again, I actually believe, my personal belief is being able to tap in not just to the left side of your brain, but the right side, the side that is very creative and to the piece where you can draw and paint and create and move out of the word part of what's going on to your mind to picture images onto a surface somehow, some way, whatever that medium is. I personally believe that helps a person really grow. And, you know, for most folks know, I've been studying this thought transformation thing for well over 3 decades. And one of the things that I do when I'm inside my vision program, I always do some type of an exercise where I'm having people draw something. I mean, it's clearly something simple, but the thing that I have found is that when they do this exercise and they're drawing, instead of just answering questions or trying to get into the conscious part of their thinking, is that when they're drawing, that they're tapping into some other part of their brain and other answers and other things start to appear. And I always find that piece fascinating because to me, I equate the artistic piece to being able to dig deeper into who you are.
Well, when we're working on, and you're very, very right, because when we're working on, for instance, I have high school portfolio program, and every one of my high school kids need a specific portfolio to get into a college. And just giving them the list saying that you need 15 direct observations or one portrait of themselves, or a landscape or a watercolor or different mediums. It's always fun to see in the 24 years that I've been doing high school portfolio that how many different ones that you can have. And in 24 years, I have to say that every child that has gone through my high school portfolio has gotten into the college of their choice with at least $10,000 in scholarship money.
Okay, now hold on. I want to go right back to that statistic. What did you just say? Every single child. Go ahead. State that again.
Every single child that has gone through my high school portfolio program has gotten into the college of their choice.
And this isn't this isn't kids that are going to college for art. They're just going to college for all types of different things, is what you're telling me.
Basically, they are going. They're probably going into an art program, but not all of them continue with the art program. But every single one of my children that have gone through my high school art program, high school art portfolio program, have gotten into the school of their choice.
And you attribute those phenomenal numbers to what exactly?
Passion. It's only 10% talent. It's 90% hard work, practice, and passion.
You know, I'm very proud to say that I actually own a piece of Sharon's art. It's displayed in my home, and so it's very exciting having her here. I have also been to your studio, and I have seen some of the extraordinary things that have been done. What is amazing to me is some of the extraordinary things that I've seen hanging on the wall in your studio, and that you're telling me that these people have never picked up a paintbrush or anything ever, and the things they've been able to create.
That's true. Many of them have never even experienced art in school. They've come in, especially the adults that I get, have not experienced much in high school or elementary school. And I'm very fortunate that once they come in, we're a very calm and it's a calm setting. There's always classical music playing in the background. When you walk in, I always want to know who's coming in. So if you're starting a new class, I need to know your name up front. So it's just not a walk-in class. I want to set you up for success when you walk in my door. We have a lot of fun projects that we do with adults and children to get everybody started. We always have a portfolio. Everything that we do is always sent out or matted and backed so it looks professionally put together. And this helps a lot, too, because a lot of the younger kids that are real messy in their schoolwork and whatever, when they see that everything that we do at the studio is important, everything's backed, everything has a signature on it, everything goes out in a plastic wrap, then they start to feel good about their work. I can't tell you how many testimonials I get from parents that tell me that this goes on in their home life as well. They'll go home and no longer is the homework a mess. They'll think about doing their projects or their reports a little better, or they'll come to me and ask me, could I sit with a child while they were doing an art piece for a school project? I got to tell you, it really makes me feel good when I have another student winning an award or getting that A when they only got C's.
You know, there's so much of our world that's moving so fast today. And, you know, with, I will tell you something. I am the technology person. I love it. I love all my gadgets. I love all the stuff I play with. I mean, my, you know, also my iPhone, my iPad, my MacBook, all my stuff I've got going on. I love the technology. I love that you can go in and you can create something that's aesthetically very pretty. But is there a place where you think that the technology piece might, I'm not sure that I love this terminology, but I can't think of another one right now, is that we may be dumbing folks down in relationship to the artistic piece because it's just so easy to go on and snatch a photo and grab something in and drop something in instead of saying, I'd like to create something pretty today.
Well, there's a lot of ways to think about that. Number one, I'm not a gadget guru, but my children are. And both my daughters are extremely, extremely artistic. And I have to tell you, the one thing that both daughters do is they can draw. They can draw anything they can see. They can sit down and draw. They could be on a bus. They could be on a subway. They could be in a car, plein air painting, whatever. But they also know technology. And the thing that has gotten them a little more ahead is because, number one, they can draw it up quicker than you can do it on a computer. And they can take their idea and then pop it on the computer and refine it. My other daughter is a financial planner. And her creative ability to think outside the box has certainly landed her some mighty fine jobs along the way.
You know, which is a great thing. You know, when folks are listening, they're listening to this and they're going, okay, this is really great. And we know that you're from Michigan and we're here in South Florida or wherever we are in the world. We're going to talk about some things that folks can do at home if they can't reach out and touch you personally. Hey, this is Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G, here with Sharon Lee Dillenbeck, talking about, hey, defining your inner artist. Let's bring that artist to life. You wanna? We'll be right back.
Amerijet is the only all-cargo carrier offering online shipping to more destinations throughout the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Book and pay for all your shipments online and receive an instant discount. Amerijet website provides free quotes and online tracking to all its customers. Call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Now boarding, next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Brown. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. Candy G, you've made us all proud.
Hey, welcome back to Nothing But Good News Radio, and that's what it is. It's Nothing But Good News here. Hey, did you hear that commercial from my good friend Les Brown? Well, it is Les's birthday today, so we're going to give a giant shout-out, happy birthday, to my grand friend and mentor, Les Brown. Happy, happy, happy day, Les. Happy day. You know, Sharon, you know, we were talking about the fact that I see the value in being able to tap into this thing that's called art in all of these different ways. What do folks do, especially if they're not around someone like yourself?
Well, there are, like I said, you can get yourself involved. Originally when I said you can get yourself involved in your community, there are a lot of different organizations that you can work on. You can find yourself an art club, or you can join the local theater. You can work in the schools. You can volunteer to take kids on field trips. You can actually personally go to a museum, go to an art institute, take a walk around, see what you see, see if there's something that strikes you, and then you just get working on that. As a community member in my community for 28 years, I am one of the founding fathers of an arts organization called the Cultural Arts and Heritage Commission. I'm one of 17, and we help to keep the arts in our community. I'm also a public art commissioner, and that helps to put sculptures all the way up and down our main thoroughfare. I'm an artist advisory committee member as well. And what I do is I help all arts organizations within our community connect and collaborate on all kinds of issues. What you can do is you can always email me at dnmartist1@aol.com. I will answer any email that comes in. I'm also on Facebook. You can always Facebook.
And you can always get that information from me too, Candy G, CandyG.com, and I can make sure you can tap in. But, you know, and the thing today is beginning to understand that, hey, this thing that's called art, which seems to be ignored a lot today, it's about raising awareness and saying, you know what, maybe today instead of being as busy as we are, take a few moments in your week and say, you know what, I'm going to do something artistic. But the question really is, how do you start?
Well, if you are not close enough to get have a teacher or to sign yourself up for class, I always recommend you go buy yourself an inexpensive set of watercolors, some brushes, some watercolor pencils, and some regular pencils, a small sketchbook, because having a sketchbook helps you keep a record of everything that you're doing. And you will see, and it's always been like a joke. People will call me, and it's a tongue-in-cheek joke for me. They'll call me up and say, well, I want to learn how to oil paint. How long is it going to take me? How many weeks do I have to sign up for? So what I usually want to say is, well, you know, if you take this, and I want to offer pills in a bottle, sugar pills, of course, and say, if you take this sketchbook and sketch 15 minutes every day and take this pill in 6 weeks, 7 weeks, 10 weeks, you'll be a better artist. It's always a joke. It's you got to do it. You got to practice it. And always remember, it's not necessarily the finished product that's so important. It's how much fun you had getting there.
It really is getting started, isn't it? And
yeah,
really just kind of reaching out and start to doodle if that's what it is that you want to do. And, you know, and if it's not about doodling, and if it's not about just, you know, saying, oh, what am I going to put on a piece of paper today? There are techniques that people can learn that can give them real skills. I mean, I'm telling you, some of the things that I've seen inside your studio really blew me away, because it's like, you're telling me this person never painted or drew before? And so I know you said 10% talent, but and how much of it is just really taking the time to learn a technique?
It's 90% practice and that passion to try it. And you should join a group or connect with another friend who might be interested as well, because I got to tell you, that helps a lot, especially if you're walking into a new studio or a new area. Just go to the local bookstore and get a book on drawing or sketching, or like I said, join a local group.
What do you think is the biggest reason people are listening going, yeah, I was always interested in art before, but I don't know, at this time in my life, I don't even know if it's worth going out and giving it a try. What do you think that thing is that keeps folks from doing that piece?
Afraid to fail, afraid that other people are going to make fun of what they do. But I have to tell you, when I'm a painter, and I paint all the time, and I'm at a point, and maybe because I am older, that I don't care what other people say. I'm going to tell you a little story that's kind of funny. Years ago when I was first starting out in the art show circuit,
mm-hmm.
and I was showing my art around, and I had this lady come up, and she held one of my paintings, and she said, "Honey, I want another one just like that one." So I'm digging through my art, and I'm finding something that would hang well with the piece that she had, and I held it up to her, and she looked at me, and she says, "Honey, not the picture, the mat." So humility is one thing you learn. You learn to pull that thick skin up around your body and tie it over your head. And you have to just know it's a personal thing.
And not everybody's going to like what you do.
Absolutely not.
But learning to do it just so that you can do it for you. I think it's an amazing thing to really want to get folks to tap into. And so what are those things that we can say to folks today to say, I want you to go out and do it. Get yourself some canvas. Get yourself a sketchbook and some pencils and start drawing and see what you come up with. I know that there's a lot of folks out there listening that have always loved art, and they've just kind of tucked it away. And,
well,
yeah.
I don't know. I think number one is parents, if you're feeling that it's too late for you, now's the time to start. Make sure you work with your kids. Always tell them that it's important. Do art with your children, even if you're just drawing stick figures, whatever. Sit down and draw with your kids. Let them know that it's important, that you feel it's important. Therefore, they'll keep on working on it and doing it.
Well, you talked about something early on in the show. You said you talked about something that's called performance art. What is performance art?
Performance art is actually called public art. It's where we take art out into the public when they don't even know that they're experiencing the art. One of the big things that we do is called, it's the chalk art on the streets, where you absolutely, and it has an Italian Renaissance feeling, but we take masterworks and we'll reproduce them on the sidewalks. And I have 3 different programs that we do during the summer, and you can have artists in the second Saturday of June around my area, 30 to 40 artists producing masterworks in the streets. Another one we do is called a live mural. That's where we have an artist paint humans right into a 5 by 6 foot canvas, and you don't know that there's anyone in there until they walk out. That's more like camouflage performance art. And this is done at shows, at fairs and whatever. We have a lot of plein air painters. That's a big group that gets together and paints at concerts and symphonies. It's something I just did February 12th. We had a big event where we brought all the arts groups together, performance arts, symphony, orchestras, doing little snippets of art, kind of like a sampler, if you might say. And 3 of us artists were on stage painting paintings that related to the love of art. I have this old-fashioned feeling for Norman Rockwell's work, and I painted a 30 by 40 piece of 2 little kids, a little boy handing the little girl a Valentine in the Norman Rockwell style. And it was a competition, and all 3 of us were up there, and for the first time in a very long time, there were an audience, a large audience, rooting for an artist who's painting. And it was absolutely stunning and fabulous. And when we walked out of there, I had 2 symphony conductors come up to me and ask me to paint at their next symphony.
Very exciting. You know, very exciting. You know, we have a local artist, and I hope she's listening to the show today because I adore her, Susie Q. And Susie does a lot of paintings at local events. And, you know, Sharon, what's interesting about some of the things that Susie does is that she will do an event, get commissioned to do an event, and she will have everyone that's at the event come and pick up a paintbrush and put something on the painting, and she finishes it off to make a really beautiful piece. They're abstract, but they're all beautiful and gorgeous. And what's fascinating, as I've watched her do this at many, many, many different events, is that watching folks when they get that paintbrush in their hand, it's like, I know, I can see you smiling, where it's like, Oh, this is awesome. I have this paintbrush in my hand.
We have, I've been an educator for 25 years, and every year we do a art show in each one of my schools, and we do a major art show where we put up canvases, and we may have a visiting artist painting, and what we do is we let the children come and paint on these canvases, and just to see them painting on a Masterworks or whatever is really unique. One more thing we do is every summer I run about 600 children through my fine art camps, and every child gets to paint on this humongous mural that's in my store. And every year we white it out and paint all over again. This year it was Made in America, where the kids were painting on O'Keeffe designs, on Andy Warhol, Thomas Hart Benton. It just was awesome to see what these kids would do. And do you know, it doesn't matter how many kids have painted on this mural, they know exactly the spot that they painted. Exactly.
That's funny, because I do too. When it comes to the stuff I've done with Susie, it's amazing. But people just seem to come alive. You know, one of my favorite quotes in life is, you know, I quote a lot of folks, and I have a lot of my own quotes. And as a gentleman, his name is Howard Thurman. And Howard Thurman says, don't ask what the world needs. Ask what makes you come alive and go do that. Because what the world needs is more people that have come alive. And to watch people come alive with a paintbrush in their hand. And it seems like we have so much less of that going on in schools. It seems like, and I'm just guessing, it just seems to me like with budget cuts and things that are going on, that the arts seem to be the first things to go. And as important as academics are, how important do you think academics are in relationship to the creative aspect?
Well, there's no two ways to say that. Actually, I honestly have to agree with you. Arts are the first to go. Like I said, being an educator for 25 years, I have seen the music program disappear in some schools, the art program disappear, doing what they call a share time, where one poor art teacher goes to 15 different schools or 5 different schools. Jumping from here to here, I was fortunate enough to have been able to build a really, really strong curriculum package for my school. And academics is good. That'll get you in the door. But art will keep it creative and interesting. It'll keep you going. I have had many fine artists come through the studio, moving on to different colleges, that are now becoming I can't even say it.
That's okay. I do it all the time. That's why I love live radio.
Biologists, doctors, not necessarily artists, but they've been with me maybe 5 years out of their high school, and they move on. And one of my students at one of the upcoming colleges in northern Michigan, fabulous artist. And I even said to her, Bethany, why are you not taking art? Why are you not doing art? She said, well, I'm not. It's because I want to do art for me. I don't want it to be commercial. I want it to be for me. It's my personal issue. I know personally when I paint, I zone out. I'm in a different place. When I was painting on stage in front of all these people, I actually didn't see them behind me because I was painting one of these, this painting of my kids. I am a painter, what they call an American Impressionist. So my deep love for the Impressionist era is one of the heavy hitters in all my classes. All the students that work with me know all they need to know about the Impressionists. So it's a good thing.
I hear that, but listen to that. You know, I'm listening to you talking about zoning out on art. I'm zoning out sitting here listening to you talk about art and how important art is. Hey, this is Candy Jean, Nothing But Good News Radio. Stick around, because we're going to talk about some more things that are going to spark your inner artist. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for reliable shipping? Would you like to truck your shipment to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico? Do you want shipping options? Then call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. Amerijet has daily all cargo flights and provides service to all Caribbean island and major airports in Mexico and Latin America. For all commercial and personal shipments, visit our website at amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
Hey, welcome back. This is your host, Candy G. Whoa. And we are back here with Sharon Lee Dillenbeck, and we are here to inspire, ignite, motivate your inner artist. I want to see you do something artistic. I want you to go out and draw or paint or do something amazing today. What other forms of art are there besides drawing and painting?
Well, you definitely have three-dimensional art. You have clay, you have sand painting, you have clay painting, which is something, which is a new art form where you can take plain old modeling clay, warm it in your fingers, use it on a board, and just paint with the clay. So it's no mess. It's no mixing colors. It just you just mix the clay up. You have water media, which is watercolor, acrylics, some of the nice stuff. Everybody likes oil paint, but they don't like the smell and the mess. Well, nowadays they have water-based oil paints that you can use. You can use watercolor pencils, which is a unique thing to use. And all that is, you need the pencils and you need a little bit of water. You can sit beside your pool and just kind of dip your brush in and paint right over your watercolor pencils. You don't have to paint anything extraordinary, because what you really need to start with is take the ordinary and make it extraordinary. Take that cup of coffee that's sitting in front of you with a terrific light source coming from the morning and just sketch it out. You can see the shadows where the lights and the darks are. Pay attention. Actually, if you look at something and you see it better, you certainly can draw it better. You can basically, and you reduce again it down into simple shapes. Don't go for the hardest subject in the world. Don't think that you should go draw portraits of your kids right off. That's not a good way to start. Start very simple. Direct observation means stuff sitting in front of you, everything from, oh, man, I could be drawing all Candy's desk here, all her computers, all her pencils, everything that's sitting here, I could be doing that. You can always do portrait. I'm a kids painter. I paint a lot of portraits. I paint a lot of children, but I also paint florals and landscapes. And people always ask me, why do I paint kids so young? Well, guess what? That's the only way to keep them young, because they certainly grow up.
I hear you. You know, so we talked a little bit about how to get started. But I promise you, there's still some people sitting there going, yeah, oh, this sounds like a good thing to do, but you know what? I'm just too busy to think about this.
Well, you got to put the materials out first. When your first 5 minutes that you're not doing something, put a tablet or a notebook or just some paper next to, if you're in the kitchen, just put it in the kitchen and put a pencil there. I can't say if you're sitting next to your phone, because everybody uses cell phones nowadays and certainly wouldn't want to be sketching if you're driving, talking on your cell phone.
That's not a good plan, right?
Yeah, not a good plan. But sit down and sketch anything. Sketch your pets. Pets are great. They are hysterical. And they don't have to be true life. They can be cartoons.
Mine won't sit still. I can't do that. No.
Well, you can do them in motion. You could also take photographs of them and work from that. And photography is excellent form of creative energy. Many of you take photographs all the time with your phones, but print them out. See what they look like. And don't just print them out on Facebook. Get them printed out. Take a look at them. See how you might change the light source.
But, you know, so you sit and you get started and you start drawing. And as you first start drawing, or when I first start drawing, and things start looking like stick figures, and I'm still drawing and they're still looking like stick figures, where do I go from there?
You can find yourself some decent books. I always tell people, if they start with me as a student, to please don't read the books first. Come and take a lesson on how to use the medium first, and then go read the books, because some books are very difficult. You want a simple one. You want books that a child could read and work out. You don't need to go to the real difficult books. If you can get one that tells you how to mix colors, that's all well and good. But then when you're getting into this, it's going to say mix cool colors and warm colors, and all of a sudden you're going, oh my gosh, if I mix this color with this color, what's it going to turn out? I always say, if you're starting out and you're painting, just, or even pastels, start with your three primary colors, three secondary colors, and a black and a white.
Okay, so three primaries, we're talking
red, yellow, blue.
And then secondary, we're talking
orange, green, and purple.
Yeah, like
and black and white.
I could have gotten past the three primary. I'm just not sure that I would have said, what's a secondary color? How do we know? How do you know what that is? You know, it's an amazing thought, though. You know, it was interesting. I was talking to somebody today, and we were talking about what the show was, and he was telling me how his son was on the computer, but he had set up an easel behind him and said, would you, today at some point, would you just get up and draw something on this sketch pad back here? And I thought that was a wonderful, brilliant thing for a parent to do, because I think it's about encouraging as well. So, you know, we're going to head off. This is our last commercial break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about ways that we as parents can enliven, enlighten, and encourage our children to be artists.
Do you need help shipping? AmeriJet website offers quick quotes, online booking, and door pickup for all your shipments to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Doing business with AmeriJet is fast and easy. Schedule all-caller service to all major destinations by air and ocean with no weight or commodity restriction. Call AmeriJet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website, amerijet.com.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs. Until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
Candy G.
Hey there, we're back. It's Candy G with special guest Sharon Lee Dillenbeck, and we're talking about the extraordinary creative power of art. And what we want to do is we want to talk about how can we encourage and enlighten and enliven our children to tap into this thing called art. Because, you know, don't you believe, Sharon, that if parents are not saying to children, let's give this a go, it's that kind of thing that just kind of can be a lost art if it's not showing up somewhere.
Well, I know in personal experience that if I have a child that's already hit fifth grade and has not drawn very much, it's very difficult to get them started in the creative aspects of drawing what they see or just being creative, just sitting down and sketching. And I can tell you how my classes run. If I'm running a younger class, first grade and up, the first few minutes when they come in, as soon as they walk into my store, it's very lively, really bright. Walls are covered with paintings. Tables are covered with white or light blue tablecloths. Colorful mats are laid out. Plenty of things for them to do laying at their desk. There are always a blank sheet of white paper, markers, crayons, and colored pencils set at each station. So when they walk in, it's like they could sit there for a minute, but no child can resist picking up something wonderful like sharp crayons or markers and just start working on the paper. And then after the first few minutes, we tell them to, okay, put that sheet underneath your mat, and we're going to get started with the program. And then if at the beginning of every month, what I do is I totally give parents a list of every medium that's out there that we're using for the month. Every month at the beginning of the month, you get 4 or 5 weeks of what we're doing, not exactly what the project is, because sometimes I have to feel out the kids and see where we're at, but it's always the mediums. Some things that you could do is, at home, make that creative studio space for them. Let them have paints, pencils, paper. And I can't tell you enough to let them have tons of paper. When you were in school probably, and when I was in school, and many of the kids will complain about that with the economy downturn and the kids not having the budget in schools like we used to, they're always told they have to take one sheet of paper and keep working on it and turn it over and add to it and whatever. That's not fair. Just I make sure, and one thing they'll say is when you go to Mrs. D's studio, there is absolutely, we never run out of paper. Never run out of paper. So we're going back to what you should do. Have your studio space. Fill it with lots of materials. You can get creative boxes if you want. Every time you're on the phone or you're busy, hand a creative box to a younger one. You can buy art camps in a box, like if you're on a trip or whatever. Get them involved in something like that.
Yeah, and so perhaps instead of encouraging video games. And you know what I know is life is busy, and it's really easy to sit kids down in front of a television, give them a video game, let them play. But maybe instead of encouraging that, maybe it's just like, you know what? Maybe I want to encourage this creative aspect. It doesn't necessarily mean your child's going to go out and be an artist, a Van Gogh or a Gauguin or whomever, but, and maybe they will be, but what I hear Sharon saying, and what I know to be true, is that when you can allow yourself to tap into that creative aspect of this supercomputer called your brain, that extraordinary things will show up. And I'm not just talking about pretty pictures. I'm talking about answers to problems, being better problem solvers, learning how to, as Sharon said earlier, think outside the box. And one of the ways that we as parents can encourage our children is to just hand them those sketch pads and those pens and encourage them to draw, doodle, make pictures, and do it with them. Oh, what a fun family thing. And I just think that that you will see remarkable things out of your children. And hey, give it a go out of yourself.
The one thing you have to remember is art can be messy. You have to remember that it's really okay to let that child get messy. Paint on his hands, markers on his hands, glue all over the place, snips and whatever paper all over the place. It has to be allowed. You have to make them some paste so they can make paper mache things. The best camps that I run are the ones that are the messiest. And I have to tell you, I'll have kids that will come for 4 hours at a time. Then they'll have lunch, and then they'll come back for 4 more hours. So they, once they get involved and zone in and all these things that we do, they'll come back. The other thing to do is give them a space to put their finished art. If you can't hang it somewhere, hang it in the hallway, hang it going down to the basement, get them a portfolio or a box, or you and them make this portfolio together with their art pieces in. It's important. Make sure they understand it's important to you as well.
I have, for my daughter, we have an art closet. We have an entire closet. And I've always encouraged her to be artistic. I actually have a couple of things that that she's done as a very young girl. And I have them on display in my living room because I love what they are as an abstract piece of art. And it kind of fits in wherever it is. It isn't just let me hang this on the refrigerator. It's just something that I'm really very proud of. But again, I think it's the kind of thing where it's up to us to say, let's bring art back into our community. Let's bring art back into our lives. You know, you talked about being such a strong art force in your community and keeping art alive. And I think that's the kind of thing that we need to pay attention to. And again, I love the technology, but I believe technology is an extraordinary distraction from some of the things that we can do to create and enliven our lives with this thing called art. I know. It's kind of like, what do you do with that? Exactly right. I know. You know, we just have about 2 minutes before we go off the air. And what I'd like to do is I want to know, what is that thing? What is that most important thing that you want to leave the listening audience with?
If I sit back and think about that, the most important thing I think is you got to try it. Don't just sit back and wish you could do it. You got to get up off the couch or pull all your art supplies out from under the couch, put it up on your table and just play. Art's fun. It should be fun. You should play with it. Experience it. Go to art events. Go to the museum. Take your children. Talk to them about what they like and what they don't like about a painting or a drawing or a sculpture. Take them to the modern art area. One of my biggest influences recently when I did this event on the 12th of February was the fact that I went to a museum in Brooklyn, New York with my daughter. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is take your kids to a museum, but I got to tell you something. All right, we got less than 60 seconds before we're off the air, and what I want to let you know is I am going to spend some time trying to convince Sharon Lee Dillenbeck to do an art cruise with me so that I can get you on board and we can all uncover our inner artists. So I want you to contact me, CandyG@CandyG.com, CandyG@CandyG.com, and let me know how interested you are, and I will talk her into this. Hey, this has been so much fun. Allow your inner artist to shine. Send me photos of your paintings and drawings and whatever you've started. I will hook you up with Sharon. I promise you she'll help you create the things that you want to create. But you know what I want you to do? You know, I know you know. I want you to get on out there and live life like you mean it. This has been Candy G.